This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is composer Daniel Gothrop. Dan and I talked about a recording of his cantata, In Quiet Resting Places. Dan Gothrop, tell our listeners about your cantata, In Quiet Resting Places. What inspired it? And tell us about the text you set and who commissioned the work.
Well, that's a fairly lengthy story, if all of it were told, but let's hit the high points. In Quiet Resting Places was commissioned by the Robert and Dee Leggett Foundation to commemorate the opening of the Blue Ridge Center for Environmental Stewardship in Northern Virginia, and received its world premiere in the concert hall of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., where we were living at the time. That was November the 4th of 2001, so it goes back a few years. It's scored for soprano and baritone soloists, chorus, and orchestra, and I've been in the habit of calling it a choral symphony, but I think that was a marketing ploy, hoping that some directors would pick up a piece that they might not look at if I called it a cantata. Anyway, it explores both vocal and instrumental colors, textures, in a manner reflective of the natural beauties, which are preserved and protected within the borders of that Center for Environmental Stewardship. It's a 900-acre tract of Northern Virginia forest that make up that center. Now, the text blends both verses adapted from scripture and original material by my frequent lyricist collaborator, Jane Greiner, and does a fair amount of exposition on the idea of shared stewardship for our earthly environment. It draws on biblical accounts of creation and divine injunctions to cherish, protect, and nurture our planet. And the words of the chorus warn of the consequences of our failure to do so, but also promise that faithful care of nature's glories will ultimately bring us to those quiet resting places. The premiere was given by the Master Chorale of Washington, with Don McCullough conducting, himself a fine composer and quite accomplished conductor, and I felt like we had a very fine first performance. It's been exciting, then, to see the work brought back both to public performance and to now a fine recording by Craig Jessup, who has the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra in Logan, Utah. He founded that group some years back after he left his position at the Tabernacle in Salt Lake City with the very well-known choir in that venue. So I'm delighted to see that he has brought a fresh approach to the score, and the singing and playing were of the very highest quality. And I'm excited about this new recording. I hope it will bring attention to the piece that it hasn't had in the past.
Dan, what were the challenges for the choir in learning this wonderful piece?
Choral singers sometimes need some time to get an unfamiliar work into their ears and become comfortable with it. The choral singers were challenged by the fact that both of the major works on their concert were new and quite difficult, and so they were pushed pretty hard. The plan originally was that the recording would be done the following week after the concert. Unfortunately, COVID interrupted that plan, and so the recording was delayed several months. Now, the advantage that accrued because of that was that they had additional time and additional rehearsals before they went back into the concert hall to make the actual record. The specific technical challenges are the things you would normally expect, mostly that it's unfamiliar and that I like to write my harmony fairly close, and singers sometimes have a little challenge with that, but they came through like professionals, and it really sounds fine.
Dan, you also have a new recording of another work coming out. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Well, I was fortunate to have the opportunity to work with organist Jan Krabel, a very well-known concert artist who is established in the Kansas City area. And in February, she did her annual Super Bowl Sunday concert. Ultimately decided to build the entire recital around this new piece of mine, a Requiem for Organ. I know of organ masses and some other liturgical movements that have been set by various composers for organ alone, particularly from the French classic period, but I'm not aware of very many other complete requiems set in wordless fashion. Well, Jan did a lovely job, and the instrument of Hugh J. Olean Skinner in the auditorium of the Community of Christ there just sounds wonderful on this piece, so we're excited that we're about to have a fine recording of that work available for distribution as well. That's my most recent major work for organ. I love to write for organ, but understandably there are relatively fewer commissions for that particular instrument.
Dan, thank you so much for sharing information about these wonderful new works with our audience here at the Classical Station. Thank you.
Thank you, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Our guest on Preview has been composer Daniel Gothrop. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org, where you can also find the interviews that have aired on Preview earlier this year. Thank you for your support.